I'm doing, you know, lessons with the kids, you know, learning to drive the car.
Yep.
And going
Hang
through
on.
All the...
Are they teaching you?
Yeah, they probably are teaching me a few
things.
Are you
teaching them?
They're teaching me a couple of things, but also I'm learning or teaching them about the skill of mastering a car. And Lenny the Laser is a manual.
Yep.
And for some reason, when they both started out, Izzy and Luke, they wanted to do the manual thing. And I said to them, why would you bother in this day and age to go a manual car when autos are there to make things so much easier? You've been in traffic, okay? Mm. An auto is so much easier in stop-start traffic. Yep. Your leg gets numb in a manual. Especially if you're heading down to Brisbane and you're caught in that traffic down there.
Maybe you need to do a bit more quad and hamstring work at the gym. Listen.
Oh, that's not going anywhere.
Well, seriously, I could not be feel more oppositely, is that the right word, about this. I'm all for getting a manual licence. My eldest daughter, Jess, she started out doing the manual thing. She ended up just getting an auto licence. I know this is bad, but I couldn't have been more ashamed. I was like,
wow.
Get your manual license, because my son Jake got his manual license. I just think you never know when you're going to need it.
Oh, don't
going
you. To, nah, nah,
well,
don't
you don't. You never know when you're going to need it.
That's like my mum saying you need clean undies in case you have an accident and the ambulance guy's got to rip your pants off you.
Well, also I just think it's a great life skill and you get a sense of achievement.
Well,
you may as well just drive a Dodgem car in an auto.
I asked my kids why they want to do the manual. They said, we want to feel the car as we drive. Well,
yes.
How can you not feel it when you're in an auto? I mean, you're travelling along the road, you're doing...
It's fun to drive a manual car. I absolutely love getting any opportunity to drive a manual car.
It's not about fun. It's about getting from A to B.
Yeah. Oh, look, don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying. And I know that there's... I actually would be interested. I would say more kids do just get automatic licences in this day and age. I personally think everyone should get their manual licence, but it's a good question to ask the Zinc family. Quick poll.
That's right now. Manual licence, yay or nay? Come on, Pat, what are you saying, yay or nay for the manuals, man?
Yes, definitely.
Why? Right,
bit of a role reversal, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, it's supposed to be the bloke going, no, come on. Hey, manual licence. Definitely.
I'm a lazy driver.
I've got to school you on that, Pat, because here we go. I'm a woman and I love having a manual licence, love driving manual cars.
Yeah, well, so you should.
That's not
the norm.
What's the practical on the manual, though? Automatic allows you to concentrate on the road more. This is what I tell the kids. You don't have to worry about the downshifting and there's all this stuff going through their mind, you know?
Mate, at the end of the day, it's all about motor skills, spatial awareness, you know? I mean... If somewhere, someday, they're caught out and they need a manual licence, they need to be able to drive a manual car, they're buggered. You know, if they're in a situation where it's life or death and all they can drive is an automatic car.
Yep.
Well, they're in a world of hurt.
I'm totally on board with you, Pat.
You sound like
my dad. Seriously, my girlfriends from high school all have their manual licences. So we're going to...
Yeah, thanks for weighing in, Pat.
Yes.
Rachel, manual licence, yay or nay?
Definitely a manual. Automatic's a half license. I mean, you can only drive half the cars on the road, maybe a little more, but not really. And you never know, an emergency can happen. Someone you know is injured and you need to drive their car and they got a manual, you're screwed.
All right. Exactly.
Thank
I'm
you,
with
you,
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Love it.
Donna, hello. Yay or nay for a manual. You're going no, I hope.
No, definitely, yes.
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
My daughter's got an automatic and license, and we had two manual cars. Her car broke down. She couldn't borrow one of ours because she wasn't licensed to drive it.
There you go. Well, you would have been loving it. Were you laughing?
God, Donna, she's gone for it. Lucky last, yay or nay for the manual license?
Oh, definitely yay.
Yes.
I'm losing this argument
today.
Here we
go. Who are we talking to?
Shelley, how are you?
We're good, thanks, Shelley. So, come on, help me out. Why does school Bilko, please?
Okay, well, look, you know, I got my license in an auto. It was the worst thing I could have done. I got a part-time job soon after working for a chemist delivering pharmaceuticals to Old Faith, and I had to drive a manual car. And the amount of times I got stuck because I couldn't drive it was just horrendous. And also, too, when you're driving a manual, you're more alert.
Yes, actually, that's a very good point.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley. And thank you, Zinc family, for weighing in and going against me. I'm used to that now.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for weighing in. That is probably a very good point. I hadn't really thought about it from that perspective of keeping you awake. This is why you should always have a manual car, Bilks, or at least if you're getting an auto car, if you're going to trade Lenny in, get one with that lane.
Oh, the lane assist.
Yeah, lane assist. So if you start to...
Drift off.
Yes.
All right.
It'll wake you up.